Most High are all the honor and glory due. No mortal tongue is even worthy to mention you. Be praised, my Lord, with all your creatures and brothers, son. By whom you give the light of day unto everyone. Come and praise the Lord. Come and bless the Lord. Won't you serve the Lord in humility?
Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley calling you. And as I always do, I'm joined by a silent partner here, Greg Lacamelli, who lets me know that he and his wife Elizabeth and their daughters Sienna and Alicia are off for a vacation for a while. And because we're an essential team, one to one another, I'm going to invite you into the quiet that will be ours until we resume these podcasts in, 10 or 14 days. Greg and Elizabeth are doing a wise thing, and we hope to do that. All of us take a playful, peaceful, restful time away that we call a vacation. Not all of us have the wherewith, as we say, simple money to go to places and rent places, but we can find a place, and that's really what the readings are about today, and let me invite us to do that right now. This beautiful sense of the fact that you've joined us here, we together, Greg and I, for now quite a while, wanting to create an experience where you and I would be on what we might call an ongoing vacation. The deeper notion of that is what is offered us from Kamadali's brothers of mine years ago when I went on retreat with them, and with great earnestness I wanted to search my life and figure out what was going on. And here I'm in this beautiful coastal area of California, absolutely bearing down on my innards, trying to understand what's going on. And this wise monk at the end of a confession, shared also with great analysis and earnestness, looked at me and he said, "Take a vacatio dei." He shared with me that the core meaning of their life was embarrassingly a call to a vacation with God. What does this mean? Well, it means to open up, vacate, let an inner part of our life just open up now, in a deep sense, by leaving other things that might fill in that place that might feel for a while like a hollow, a spaciousness. And we often reflect on this when we gather like this. So I'm inviting you to go on a vacation, a vacatio dei, one with God, one with peacefulness, with gentleness, with whispering breath of God's presence. People from other nations, I think our friends in Canada and some of Europe, would be talking to us about going on a holiday. And what a beautiful word when we think of it, too, as meaning holy day. A day given to us, possibly from our traditions, that would ask us to claim this day as sacred. Traditions do that. They hold us and help us pass on to each other the sense of a vacatio dei. A letting things go, letting the hollow of our very heart become receptive to the God who whispers in us gently right now, be at peace. Helping us with our worries and fears and our everyday labors that are so significant, not all of us can get on a jet plane and go somewhere, but we can take our time. We might not even have a car, and maybe our way of getting there is a subway, or we hike, or we walk. But it isn't the destination, it's the disposition. How do you like that? It isn't the getting there, it's the going there, the choosing to be open, to let that hollow receive the peace that God gives us now. That's why we're here. Why we began these clouds and sunshine as a way of offering reflections that give people sort of a protected place and time to, for a few minutes, step aside with each other and have a holy day. Take a holiday, alone and together. There's a beautiful reading for us from the Sunday of August 10th, 1 Kings 19:9a to 11 to 13a, and it's that beautiful one that I'll just allude to, that at the mountain of God, Horeb, Elijah came to a cave where he took shelter. Now, he's already poured out his heart to God and said, "This is really a tough act. You've given me a real difficult job. I'm getting out of it. I'm not only just taking a vacation, I'm clearing out." And then an angel brought him water and bread, and he ate it, and he went on to this mountain. And then the Lord said to him, "Go outside and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And you might remember this. Maybe you heard it today or recently. But the strong, heavy wind rends the mountain, and then within that an earthquake tumbles and throws away stones down the hill, rolling away, and then there's fire, and then finally there is a tiny whispering sound. My friend Josh Pinkston, who's encouraged me here, and other friends of his too from California, wrote a beautiful little book on this. This tiny whispering, almost silent sound, this breath of God, comes to us in the hollow of our heart as we stand on top of sometimes a mountain of responsibilities and what feels like a lonely cave. God comes to us not in the noise or clamor of life, which is real and often our experience, but when we, wherever we are, take a vacatio, an opening of our heart, a vacation, a hollow, an emptying. In there, into there, comes a tiny whispering sound. Shalom, salam, pace, peace. It's a longing we have, and it was Peter's, but it was first Jesus's, as we hear it in the Gospel for the same Sunday. So Matthew 14, 22 to 33, and then I'll leave you alone, as we are together on this little bit of a vacation, as Greg and Elizabeth and their wonderful daughters head out. We do too, and Jesus did. He left. He had fed the people, and he made his way with his disciples, getting into a boat. He had fed the people, and he was getting up and getting out of there. We hear Wally dismiss the crowds. And after doing so, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. And I believe, at least in my experience, that whether we name it or not, on all holidays and in vacation times, there's a chance for a renewal of prayer. You might bring a Bible along or some readings, or might simply be laying back in a chair or covering up your eyes from the sunlight by throwing a towel over your head and just being alone. Being in your own cave, feeling the hollow of your heart open, and gratitude for the moment you might have, maybe now in your backyard in the shade of a tree. Peter, seeing Jesus coming across the water, is invited by Jesus to take courage. When Peter was wondering, "Who are you out there and what's going on here? Are you a ghost?" And fear had risen again in Peter's heart. And this happens easily for us. But vacations and quiet times help us begin to have the habit of trusting again, turning ourselves over, opening up. And he says with great boldness, as Peter might, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus simply says, "Come." You can hear him inviting you now. "Come into my company. Walk with me. Come, come." And then self-consciously, Peter got up out of the boat and began to walk on the water towards Jesus. But as will happen, a strong wind came up and he became afraid. Well, that strong wind might be returning to our daily lives, or a worry rises up again in us, even though we were taking a very intentional vacation. Things appear as if they're right there. It happened to Elijah. He was getting away and it followed him to that mountain until the simple breath of God, the simple quiet, spoke to him, as it might to you right now. And it's there that the Lord would speak to us, the God of power and might, as a gentle breath, as the Jesus reaching out to Peter and says, "Step up, join me. Up out of your fear, Peter." Thank you, Lord, for drawing us into this time and inviting us to a vacation of Vacatio Dei, a restfulness, a journey within a journey, whether we go 10 feet to a corner or 100 miles to a pond or a couple hundred to a lake. We are with you, you with us. Gentle our hearts. Still us, and may this be a holiday, a quiet place, so that renewed and resourced as through this time of late August now, we too might with others, whatever this day is, join them in the work of the world, the work that is always ours. Shalom. Salam. Paz. Peace. Loving God, we praise you, for you are our peace. Breathe into our hollows all that we need to walk in your peace. Greg and Elizabeth, have a great vacation. Thank you for listening. Stay in touch with us. Dan Riley, I love you and treasure you and share this peace with you now and always. Amen.
To you most higher all the honor and glory due. No mortal tongue is even worthy to mention you. Be praised, my Lord, with all your creatures and brothers, son. By whom you give the light of day unto everyone. Come and praise the Lord. Come and bless the Lord. Won't you serve the Lord in humility? Be praised, my Lord, through Sister Moon and Sister Star.
Sister Moon and Sister Star.
In the sky you formed them lovely and fair they are.
Formed them lovely and fair they are.
And all of the praise be yours to brothers, wind and air.
Yours to brothers, wind and air.
And all the weathers, would you give us both foul and fair?
Would you give us both foul and fair?
Be praised, my Lord, through Sister Water so lowly.
Sister Water so lowly.
She is very chaste and useful and holy.
Chaste and useful and holy.